B-Pod Studios.
Scientology is a religion that contains tools and methods to assist you in finding your own answers to life's questions.
The TB12 method is more than a new way to think. It's better living.
Let me ask you this.
Ask yourself,
who are you?
What if a month from today you felt better doing everything you love to do?
Your body is something that you have. Your body is something you use.
To ensure your body is working for you day and night, use TB12 functional apparel and sleepwear.
So if you're not your body,
ask yourself,
what are you? Your mind? Well, first, what is the mind?
Our brains are our control centers.
Your mind is something you use to figure things out.
Practice plasticity-based brain exercises to keep your brain in optimal condition.
In Scientology, we use the word thetan.
At TB12, we use the word supplement.
The term thetan is taken from the Greek letter theta, which has long served as a symbol for thought or spirit.
Try to avoid self-inflammation, whether it's in your mind, body, or spirit.
You have a body, you have a mind. You are a thetan.
The answer is in your hands.
Scientology offers tools you can use to increase your abilities and reach your full potential in life.
I practice and live the TB12 method in my job and in my life.
For the subject of Scientology is you.
I wish you the best of luck on your journey as you become the very best version of yourself.
Honey at 5, Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Be listening this morning at 8:30. At the end of our interview with Mike Gorman, that will most likely go past 8:30. For your chance to score a pair of tickets to see the Celtics take on the Pacers.
Good Big team. Game.
Well, good team.
Mm-hmm. You all right?
I got him sneezing. I'll tell you what, that snuff I just sniffed. It's like an 1800s pirate.
Snuff.
I never understood snuff. See the Celtics take on the Pacers tonight at the Garden. Visit Celtics.com to secure your seat today. All right, so what you just heard is Tom Brady and the narrator of his audiobook, who also happened to do a Scientology book, I believe.
I believe it's the same person who did the voiceover. No,
it certainly sounds that way.
It sounds like it.
All right, well, Brady, as you know, is someone who takes excellent care of himself. He's devoted his life to physical excellence. He does those brain games that have been proven not to do anything. But nonetheless, he is someone who has had great success. Mm-hmm. And obviously, if you're playing a professional sport at a certain age, it takes a great dedication and discipline. Now, what we're looking for, and this is for tickets to see Sunday's game against the Los Angeles Chargers. I don't apologize for ever seeing San Diego.
No. I mean,
I can tell in your brain now when you get to it, the wheels are spinning.
Well, I mean, they basically should be in San Diego. But nonetheless, we're looking for someone who has said, because there's a happy medium, I would imagine, is that why deprive yourself of life's pleasures? Seriously, life is short. And why would you deprive yourself of everything? Mm-hmm. But then there's people that are just like, I'm not going to deprive myself of anything. I'm going to enjoy my life.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I want to do that. And you know what? Everything be damned.
Yep.
And that's what we're looking for.
And yeah, yesterday we met a few people.
We had Pasta Joe in. That was very exciting.
We had Pasta Joe on, who we met him from this contest last year. Of course, Fat Tony, who we spoke with as well. And now it's time to find someone new. And tomorrow we will, after the show, we're going to pick out our three finalists. They will come up to the station. I believe Nora's going to be in here as well to help judge.
And Pasta Joe will be here.
And Pasta Joe will be here as well. Are we just denying Fat Tony?
If Fat Tony wants to, I mean, there's not a lot of microphones.
Have him in one, you know, just kind of have all share one, like a doo-wop crew.
Yeah, that's going to be good for, you know who's really going to fight for that mic is Pasta Joe.
Well, I don't think we have enough for anyone to come in if we're just doing it by number of mics. I mean, we only have enough for the contestants. So, I mean, they're going to have to all share.
We're silly with
one.
Chairs in there, but we're not silly with microphones.
Yeah, so they're going to have to share something anyway at some point.
If Fat Tony wants to come in, that's more than okay with me. It kind of screws up the voting process because then it makes it even.
Well, I know. I think that their vote is one. I think ultimately we make the decision.
Okay.
I think that we will take their input.
No, I think that as collectively they should have a vote. Why not?
I'm not cool with that. I think ultimately we need to make the decision.
All right, fair enough. I could care less.
All right.
All right. So we've gotten some more submissions, Rich.
We have.
And this is
I think it's Stefan. Okay. It's S-T-E-F-A-N. And he tweeted us a video. This is a gentleman who is very baby-faced. He is driving in his car.
It's a,
and he films us driving in his car.
Okay. Well, so, he certainly looks like he doesn't take great care of himself. All right, here we go.
Am I worse than Tom Brady? Yeah, I'm kind of mortally obese. Get out of breath just simply walking up a flight of stairs. Can throw a good spiral, though. But yeah, I can definitely be a little worse. Give me 1 second.
May I take your order?
All right, can I get 2 large Cokes and a large fry?
2 large Cokes and a large fry?
Yep.
523.
Thank you. Tom Brady is a god. I see myself as a god.
Okay, all right. That order rules, and I'll tell you why.
That's the best order.
Because that's just diabetes.
I'm just going to say, like, 2 large Cokes.
Like sugar, baby.
There's not even food.
Yeah.
That is a perfect fast food order.
Yeah, the fries were just to, like, mitigate the sugar intake is what that was.
That also says something about the level of income. I mean, because that, what's that, $3?
It's not like you're breaking the bank if you get a...
Oh, he said $5. Yeah.
Like a cheeseburger. I mean, but the idea that he wants 2 Cokes and fries, because that's not a meal.
Have you ever been with anyone who's ordered 2 sodas for themselves?
No.
No, I've never heard of that.
No, I've gone to the machine when I've been at the restaurant and filled it halfway and chugged it and then got it more.
Well,
nonetheless... That is not a meal. That is not someone who set out to have a meal. That is someone, and I'm envious, that is someone who just decided that, oh, hey, like, I'm out. Might as well get a couple Cokes and some fries.
Have you ever seen the people at the amusement park? And they sell these at some of them. I don't remember if it was Disney or where else, or like Six Flags. But they sell one of those giant plastic refillable, like, soda cups. And throughout the day, it's like $15. And you can get, it's like all you can drink soda. But it comes with a thing that you can hang around your neck. So you walk around with this giant soda looking like Flavor Flav. With a massive, and the straw's like sticking up so you don't have to use your hands. You can just bend your head down and continue to walk.
The Fat Boys revolutionized that.
I love it.
Everyone was rocking rope chains, which are, by the way, back. They had just the big sodas.
The minute he said 2 large Cokes and a large fry, this guy's
again,
a man after my own
heart.
That
is not a meal.
No.
And he's not faking that because that's not something that's like, he'd be like a super sleuth. That's like too cunning.
Right.
If he's faking it.
Right. If he's just like, was ordering like a bunch of stuff and you're like, that's different. That's something he's done before.
Right. And that's, again, not a meal. That's just, I'm going to go and I might as well get a couple of Cokes and some fries.
All right.
I bet you didn't even want the fries.
But is that just to kind of saturate the, like, no, for health reasons?
No, it's just
the,
like,
sugar. And
no. If I'm
throw people off the scent.
Well, first of all, you could go into any convenience store and get 2 Cokes. So that, but you have to leave the car. So I think the figuring was, well, I don't want to leave the car. I get a couple Cokes. And then I got to do something. So I'm just going to get some fries. I'm envious of that.
Which makes him, he said, mortally obese.
Well, he's in. He's in.
I mean, right now, he seems to be pretty great. So, I mean, he's definitely a front runner, without a doubt. He is a front runner. I got to meet this gentleman. All right, so let's go to another guy who I don't know his name. He goes by Sox Pats Fan.
Huh?
So let's go to Sox Pats Fan. And this is a gentleman who is recording this entire thing from inside his very, very, very small apartment.
I'm almost 45. January 17th will be my birthday. I know 16th is yours, Fred. Happy early birthday to you. I'm having knee surgery on the 16th. The day before my birthday, I tore my meniscus, and there's fragments apparently floating around in the meniscus area, too. That's a tore. I'll be 45. All this gray hair. Does Brady have all this gray hair? No. So I have no family. I can't drive. I'm going blind with retinitis pigmentosa. This is the only eye I see out of. I can't drive. No peripheral vision, no depth perception. I'm on meds. thyroid, acid reflux. I take Xanax and Benadryl to help me sleep at night because I'm insomniac. Some pain meds for my knee right now. Pizza's my weakness. Ice cream's my weakness. I am overweight. I got frozen dinners. That's pretty much all I live on because, fortunately, I live on SSI and food stamps, which sucks. I live in a HUD house. It's a tiny efficiency. If you can see to the other side, it's at the most 20 yards, 15 long. I'm in the kitchen area. Walk 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps. I'm in my living room. That's it. I got a cat going blind. I'm not sure when I'm going to totally go blind. I have a cataract that has to come out of this eye after the knee surgery. So I'm opposite of Brady.
Jesus.
I mean, I would say that
holy
this
crap.
Gentleman had about 18,000 good reasons why he should be in this contest.
God.
The most fascinating thing, though, is that this guy I'm showing you a picture of says he's 45 years old. How old does he look?
17?
Yeah, like, I mean, he looks like he's 17, but he's like 45. And then he takes his hat off. He says he has gray hair. My man's got, like, gray hair when he takes his Patriots hat off, which is might be the most shocking reveal of the entire thing. And then he takes his video camera and films just this line of prescriptions that he has to have for all the stuff that's going on with him. And I'm just like, my God, this dude, this guy in every way, shape, or form needs to be in this contest.
I mean, yeah, he's going blind, but he did it from, did he do it from eating?
What's that?
Did he do it from eating?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. However, if you look all around his house, once again, there is just that stuff everywhere.
Right. There's junk food.
Oh, yeah.
So he's not really committed to solving any of his problems.
I would say that there are many reasons why this gentleman would qualify.
I just think that it's funny that he takes Xanax to sleep, which is common, and then but Benadryl as well.
Xanax isn't good enough.
Like, the Benadryl really kicks in. All right, well, listen.
All right, can I get 2 large Cokes and a large fry?
All right. Yeah, I do like that guy. I love the order. All right, so we will have, it looks like maybe Fat Tony, but certainly Nora and Pasta Joe in, and then we will meet our, what are we going to do, 3, 4 contestants?
Do we do 3 last year? 3.
We
right?
3.
Yeah, we'll pick 3.
No, we had 4 last year.
4 last year.
But, okay.
But 3 would have been the charm.
That's right. Fourth right, guy so, wanted to kill Fred,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, no, this is all turned to he wanted to kill me. He didn't want to kill me.
Sure he did.
He wanted to kill you just as much as he wanted to kill me.
I know.
I didn't say anything.
I choose not to think about
it. I didn't piss him off.
I choose not to think about the fact that
I voted
to kill
for
me.
Him. Yeah. I know. I didn't
to
do
avoid
anything.
Being killed. Yes, I understand.
We didn't say anything. He was just mad that he wasn't getting votes. All right. So we'll return. And when we do, we'll talk to Mr. Mike Gorman.
Yeah, I'm kind of mortally obese.
Toucher and Rich.
Let's do something crazy.
Wake up with Toucher and Rich.
Oh, boy, that's dumb.
Just tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. We have tickets to give away for tonight's Celtics game. And we'll have that free at the end of the Mike Gorman interview. Rich was reacting to something. I don't know what it is.
All right. This isn't going to be easy, but I. So we played the audio of Sox Pats fan, and we were playing it, and you know that was the person who had all the stuff going on in the small apartment, and I was just saying, you know, he definitely is someone who would qualify, and I just showed you all the stuff, and I just got a 2-word email from Sox Pats fan that said simply, "I'm female." So I was referring to this person as a he the entire time, but it is not.
Okay.
So I apologize for that.
All right. Well done.
I mean, all I could see was the face.
Yeah. Well, now I see it as clear as day.
And the darkness kind of looks like, you know, doesn't that kind of look at, like, the chin? There might be some, like, almost
nope.
Like a...
Nope.
All right.
Just nope. Stepping out of the way.
Sort of. I apologize.
Nope. Does not look like that. Mike Gorman is the voice of the Boston Celtics for NBC Sports Boston.
Fred, look at that.
She looks like a female to me.
Rich.
Mike Gorman is the voice of the Boston Celtics for NBC Sports Boston. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline.
Anybody can make that mistake. Anybody.
Well, what are you going to do? Rich, you know.
What are you going to do, right?
He doesn't have a keen eye for these things.
No, I don't.
All right. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Fine. Just fine.
Good.
Trying to find these guys to come into studio tomorrow. It's never an easy task. Rich is
going to
be...
ordering diabetes. That was a funny line. I like that.
Oh, there you go. Thank you. Well, I think Rich is going to be out of this equation for a while.
Yeah. Really? I wouldn't expect him to participate too much.
As he tries desperately to...
how long do you last in the car with two large Cokes, you know?
That just seemed to me just like, you know, I see this fast food place in the distance. Ah.
Is that a gallon? You think two large Cokes is a gallon?
It's a half gallon at least.
It's at least a 32 and 32. Is that a half gallon of 64 ounces? Okay, so that's a half gallon of soda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, cool. Yeah.
Easy on the ice.
Fairly impressive. Hold the
easy
ice.
Easy on the ice. Right?
Make sure you get your money's worth.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right.
So would you like to ask some questions, Fred?
I'm looking. I just want to see you dig yourself out of this.
I'm sorry. I'm looking at this. I do not feel bad. I do not feel bad.
Right. You should.
I did it first, and now I'm watching. I'm like, okay.
She looks very feminine to me.
So, Mike, 6 wins in 8 games. They look
there
good.
You go.
They look really good.
Someone said, Rich, it's not your fault. You're high. It's finally kicking
it
in.
It is. Right. Right.
If you want to see Rich squirm, we're on Twitch every morning. Visit twitch.tv and search the sports hub or get the Twitch app. All right, Johnny, go ahead.
All right, so six wins in 8 games. Just about everyone's healthy. Aaron Baines getting his hand looked at this week. It looks like, for a change, this team might be full speed soon.
Yes, it might be. And they need Baines back to be good defensively. They've proven they're very good offensively, much better than I thought they could be. I do think there's still a bit of an issue. We talked about this last week. I still think they're not sure who they are. Are they an offensive team that's going to beat you 120 to 118, or are they a defensive team that's going to hold you to around 105 points? They go back. They kind of flip-flop back and forth. And as we all know, once you get to playoff time, the offensive teams tend to disappear. So I hope we see more of a defensive edge to this team going forward than the offensive show we've seen. But the offensive show has been fun to do, and they put a lot of points up on the board. And they're averaging 118 points a game, I think, since the 1st of November. That's a crazy number.
So we were talking about this after the game, after the win over Brooklyn. Is that how Brad Stevens wants it to look? Balanced scoring, and when the other team makes a run, you give the ball to Kyrie and get out of the way?
Well, I think you summed that up pretty good. I do worry sometimes about how much Kyrie has to have the ball, how much Kyrie gets the ball in big situations. I think they need to share that wealth and have some other people take shots going forward, because you don't want to go into the playoffs depending on one guy necessarily to be your guy. But yes, that's the way they're playing right now. Kyrie tends to be a distributor for 3 quarters and then be an offensive player in the 4th quarter. The formulas work pretty well. People seem happy. People seem happy with their roles. Who was it we were playing the other night? It wasn't the Nets. Somebody we were playing the other night. Minnesota, maybe.
Dallas, Minnesota, either one of those.
Dallas. It was Dallas.
Okay.
Guys would make mistakes and teammates were yelling at them. I mean, it wasn't like nobody was patting anybody on the back. It was kind of like, you know, you, blank. I hadn't seen a team in a long time that apparently just did not like each other. Guys did not like each other on the court. The Celtics aren't that way. They seem to like each other now. They seem to fit their roles. They understand what they're supposed to do and what is necessary to do to win, as opposed to just get numbers for yourself. So, if they can keep it up and keep spreading the minutes around, I think we're going to see a lot of games for 8 guys with double figures.
Well, I think one of the more shocking developments that's happened this season is, if you would have asked anyone if you could change anything about Marcus Smart, what would it be? And I think most people would say his ability to hit or completely miss 3-point shots. And this was kind of funny. I think there might have been 2 different writers who had the same idea. But this week there came in an article. They said Marcus Smart has now hit the average, or just above the average, when it comes to 3-point shooting. He's taking less 3-point shots, but the ones he's choosing to take are, you know, now he's bet there more of them are going in. So if Marcus Smart becomes a decent 3-point shooter, isn't this somebody that, I mean, honestly, could become one of the more valuable players in this league with what he's able to offer?
Yes, he could be. He could well be. I thought it was ironic that he gets so much grief throughout his brief career on shooting threes, and he went by Danny Ainge on the all-time list the other night. So, Marcus, again, if he hits one of his first two shots, if he goes 0-for-2 or 0-for-3 to start a game, he tends to get tentative and lose a little offensive confidence. But if he hits one of his first two shots, he gets very confident. And that's when, you know, the other night he hit some big threes early to kind of put that game away. If he ever becomes an above average, doesn't have to be great, an above average 3-point shooter combined with his defensive ability, he'll be an all-star every year.
All right, what did you make of, this has been kind of a strange week or so, because when Kyrie Irving and Marcus Morris were out, you know, here comes a different starting lineup, and they dominate against the Dallas Mavericks, which, once again, aren't a great team, but they're a good team, and they've got good parts, but they absolutely destroyed them, as a good team should do. It once again leads to the question, who do you start with? How do you make everybody happy? It seems like when there's parts that are missing, other guys are able to flourish, yet when the whole team is healthy, there's certain guys who aren't able to reach their potential.
That's because there's only so many minutes, only so many shots that they can go around.
But isn't it more than that, though? I think it's even more than the minutes. It's being able to, it's going in and playing well. Like these players who, even when their minutes are restricted, aren't playing as well as when they're able to play a full game.
When their minutes are restricted, they're not able to play as well?
Yeah, it seems like people like Jaylen Brown.
That's why went back to the balanced scoring. That's why it was so encouraging a couple of days ago, because people seem to subjugate their own offense for the better of the team, and then Kyrie took over when need be.
Yeah, and with Jaylen Brown, you know, he's been scoring his points, but doing it with a minimum amount of shots. Like the other night, he had 18, 20 points on like 12 shots. That's the biggest hurdle for these guys to do. It's the biggest job Brad has, actually, is to make sure that these guys who were getting lots of shots last year and are not getting as many shots this year are happy. And the only way you can do that is if you win. And, you know, Boston still hasn't proven that they can beat teams like Indianapolis and Philadelphia and Toronto on a regular basis. So there's still a lot to be done this season, a lot of work to be done. We've been in a stretch where we're playing a lot of teams like the Nets and the Mavs, who really aren't very good by NBA standards. Tonight's a real test. This is a good team, Indiana, and Oladipo is a really, really good player who seems to thrive against the Celtics. So this is a test. It's a tough back-to-back. They fly. I'm not going with the team because it's a national game, but they fly after the game tonight to Miami and play Miami tomorrow night. That's a difficult back-to-back. They won't get into Miami until 3 or 4 in the morning. So once we see how the Celtics are playing against good teams, we're going to have a better feel for them. But you only can play what the schedule maker gives you, and right now they're beating the bad teams, and that's what you have to do to be a good team. Is you have to beat the bad teams consistently. Toronto, this isn't true now. But 2 or 3 weeks ago, there was this stat a guy gave me, Dick Light gave me. He said 49 in the last 49 games against sub 500 teams, Toronto's record was 47-2.
Jeez, man.
That's what you got to do to be good.
All right, Mike Gorman. So even though it was over the phone, was it good having Tommy back for a few minutes the other day?
Yeah, terrific. He's feeling a whole lot better. Tommy really benefited from the fact that he went in and they did all these tests, and they found his heart was good, they found his lungs were good, they found everything was good, and it's sleep apnea that was giving him the problem. He wasn't sleeping, and he wasn't, as a result, had no energy. So I think he's on one of those apnea machines now. He told me he slept 14 hours the other night. He sounds a lot better. If you had a chance to hear him on the air the other night, there was real energy in his voice. And he called me kid at the end of the interview. And whenever he calls me kid, he's feeling pretty good. We're going to have Tommy back, I think, on the first game back from this road trip. We play Orlando, and we have this foolish thing. We play the Nets every Monday, it seems, in the month of January. But I think when we get back into Boston next week, I think Tommy will be back doing the games. So that'll be really good.
Like next to you or on the phone?
No, right next to me. That's my hope. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
First game back's a week from today. Yeah.
That's what we're shooting for, and that's what he's shooting for. And if he doesn't order too much Coke, he'll be fine.
Yeah, we've all struggled with that addiction. So, now, what did you make of the Dirk Nowitzki there? They were letting him score, kind of, and he couldn't make anything. I mean, it was a nice moment, but then he couldn't seal the deal.
Yeah, it was a good moment. Celtic fans were showed nice respect for him there, but he couldn't throw it in the ocean. He told Abby in his pregame interview that he hadn't made up his mind yet whether he was going to come back next year. And I mean, he's been a wonderful, wonderful player to watch over the years. But Dirk, like, hang it up, brother. You know, you don't want to come back and do this again.
Yeah.
He didn't look out of shape. He just looked his age.
Yeah.
You hate to see a really great player, you know, go 0-for-9 and stuff like that. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse in another year. So hopefully Dirk announces retirement at the end of the year and gets in the Hall of Fame and moves on.
Yeah, that was, it was cool, and the crowd was great, and the respect that they gave him. And the coach of the Mavericks, I mean, he pretty much just said, you know.
Stay until you make it.
Yeah, yeah. Stay until you make it.
Yeah. Carlisle he did, yeah.
I mean, Rick Carlisle.
I actually,
go ahead.
When the Celtics were running out the clock at the end of the game, I actually thought I was watching Brad, but by the way, he's going to tell Wanamaker to shoot the ball so that Dirk could get another shot at it. But Brad's not into that kind of stuff.
That's almost like too condescending.
Yeah. You can't do that. Yeah. You can't do that.
That's not
nice. But it had pretty much, it was a joke at that point.
Right.
Sure.
He had to miss three or four shots right in a row, and obviously his teammates were just going to get the ball to him, and he was going to shoot it, and nobody was going to defend him, and he still could get a basket.
He should have just dunked it. From frustration, it's like, all right,
solve the problem.
If he can.
If he can, is right.
That's right. All right, well, listen, Rich has got some backpedaling to do, and
she has reached out, and she goes, oh, it's no big deal.
Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. And then a single tear.
The thing, I was listening, and the voice was throwing me off, because I'm saying, that's not a 45-year-old man's voice.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying.
It was a very pretty female. As far as I was concerned, I was thinking it the whole time. I thought Rich had some information that I didn't. All right, well, Mike Gorman, it's always a pleasure. And
why don't you guys not give away those tickets and use them yourself and come to the game tonight?
Tonight?
Yeah.
You got tickets to the game tonight, I'll go.
Do you want tickets to the game tonight?
Yeah, of course.
You'll come, though. You're not going to give them away.
No, I will go, and I will bring somebody, yes.
All right, you're done.
Sounds like
Gorman coming through.
Good for you. Sounds like you were a little disappointed it was Rich.
I thought you both were coming.
Oh, no.
Frank and I don't go anywhere together. What are you talking about?
he's Grandy Standard.
Yeah. Yeah, correct. I just walk right in. I got the scalp pass to
everything. Did you hear all the guff that Danny Ainge got for saying LeBron James by saying he was the best? He was getting it from Donald Trump, who also says he's the best. Did you hear
He pulled
about
a
that?
Donald Trump, yes.
That was awful what he said. How he lives with himself.
Yeah,
that was pretty. That
Mike knows not to say a word.
Yeah, smart move.
He knows that the rational thinkers are out
there.
He didn't
last in the business for nothing, man. He knows.
No, it was idiotic.
Not of any kind of backlash.
Danny didn't do anything.
Of course.
Of all, he was joking around, and second of all, it's true. All right, Gorman, you're of no help. You're a company man.
No, I'm no help at all. Rich, you want the tickets left under your name? I will call. Right,
that'd be great.
Actually, give me your number. Text me your number off the line. I could have the tickets just text to you.
Okay, sounds good. I will do that.
They do that now. It's much quicker.
All right.
Can you get me some tickets that I will be a big shot and not use?
Say what?
That I'll be a big shot and just not use them.
And what do you do? Give them up to somebody that you...
No, I just let them sit there. And then they go, who's the big shot that didn't pick up his tickets? How about you guys, Freddie T?
You know the expression wood, right?
Wood? You mean erections?
That's a big. No, I knew you were going to go there. No, that's what when the quote celebrities ask for tickets, they say, "I only want them if I get wood," which means their feet are on the court.
I don't need that pressure. You can't pick your nose
I'm not sure I can get wood, but I'll, we'll we'll fix this up, Rich.
All right, excellent.
Rich is rolling in free tickets.
How about that?
All right, well, Mike Gorman, that's very kind of you.
Thank you very much, sir.
And we appreciate it as always.
All right, Fred, you come next time.
I will. I will.
All right.
I would like to go to a game, it's difficult.
Every time you guys go to a game, you go sit up in the luxury boxes and you drink beer and you come down and say hi.
I've never been in a luxury box at a Celtics game.
We've been to the sports deck.
Yeah, which is really luxurious.
I like the sports deck.
Yeah, I like standing the whole game.
No, they have seats there.
Yeah, I know, but you can't get them sometimes. All right, whatever. This is very inside. Where? All right. Mike Gorman, thank you so much for the time, sir.
All right, thank you. See you tonight, Rich.
All right, see you there.
All right.
Hey, how about that?
You got to go visit him, though.
And I'm going to the Bruins game tomorrow.
Well,
I already had that planned.
Look at you.
Making it rain.
Caller number 10, right? See, me, I'd come in here in a body bag after if I went two nights in a row of games.
you'd feel pretty good on Friday morning.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's like, I'm out. Might as well drink. Caller number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to join Rich tonight at the Celtics as they take on the Pacers.
Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. Patrice Bergeron joining us at 9:20. Billy Jaffe coming in studio at 9. And tomorrow we're going to have Worse Than Brady contest. Coming up. And let's go to Adam. Adam, go ahead.
Hey, so I heard you guys were just on the phone with Mike Gorman.
Yeah.
So Mike gave you guys a pair of tickets, and I want to go to the game with you.
You want to go to the game with me?
Yep.
Well, why should I take you to the game?
Well, for one, I'm a diehard Celtics fan. I'm a diehard Pats fan. I bleed all Boston sports. I'll also bring my goat mask that I wear to Patriots games and will sure to be the center of attraction during the game.
You sent in a video, did you not, for the Worse Than Brady contest?
Correct. I did send in a video.
Oh, okay. All right. I know that because it started off with you wearing a goat mask.
Correct. That's me. So I wear that at every Patriots game. It's going to be featured on NFL films and whatnot going forward. So
it's an entire NFL film.
How infuriating is it that you're all over the place and your video things all over, but no one knows it's you because you're in a mask?
I won't lie. Sometimes it is a little aggravating, but. So I'm trying to work on Chargers tickets. That's why I entered the contest. I actually have a sign. So the first sign had my username, but my handwriting is ugly. So that was a big problem. And now I have it in a printed sign that says Tom Brady is the GOAT. And I have my Instagram at, which is I am Boston with the number one. So hopefully that'll get seen.
So then the money will start rolling.
Has anyone ever just thought you were a fan of Satan?
No. See, that's the thing, though. I've seen other fan bases use scary, creepy goat masks. The one that I went was like a real subtle approach. It looks like a goat. And I'll tell you, I went to Pittsburgh, and even though the Steelers fans spewed every hate word at me, there was maybe 10 or 15 Steelers fans who actually came up to me to take a picture with me.
So this is
those
this
are
is,
people that don't get out very often.
This isn't an angry goat. You're saying this is kind of like a nice little happy goat.
Yeah, I'm a happy goat. I'm a diehard Tom Brady fan, Pats fan. I hope they win this Sunday. I hope they're able to do it and move on. But, you know, I'm always repping. Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback. There's no debate about that.
It's Adam the congenial goat.
Correct. That's me. I think I'm going to have to change my Twitter name to Adam the congenial goat.
All right, so Rich is going to take you tonight.
No, it's been decided.
No,
it's not going to happen.
He'll meet you at his house.
You seem like a nice enough guy.
Why won't you take him?
Because I don't want to sit next to a guy wearing a goat mask, a very happy goat
mask.
Will
you not wear the goat mask?
How about this? I won't bring the goat mask, but I will go with you.
No,
doing you a favor now.
No, listen, Adam, you seem like a nice enough guy, but I don't know you. I actually have...
You're going to be in a public spot.
Sure, I understand that, but I do unfortunately have friends that I'm thinking about bringing, or actually a family member, to be quite honest.
Well, I think a family member is definitely more important than the guy in the goat mask.
No,
so
it's not.
No, it's not.
Not at all.
His family has access to everything.
It's not been a good half hour for you, Rich.
Maybe
to really make up for your past
transgressions. See, I know who I should bring is Sox Pats Fan 74, the one who I mistakenly called a male and it was a female.
Well, that would be nice.
See, that would be the thing that I would do. Unfortunately, she is going into surgery this morning.
Oh, well, I'm glad she goes into surgery with such a nice sentiment.
I thought it was surgery next week. I thought it was the 16th on Fred's birthday she was
in. No, I know this because she's been emailing me back and forth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the first part of the Gorman interview, Rich was frantically emailing.
So yeah. I have a quick question for you guys.
Nope. That was long enough.
They got it up.
NFL Films is doing a whole thing on the guy with the goat mask.
Congenial goat, Fred.
Many people think the goat man is going to be nasty. Not this guy. Adam the Goat Man.
Somebody said Rich is going to get handed so many vapes at the game tonight.
That's, I think, the goal. Many people.
Vape pens are expensive.
People have been waiting for you to appear, I think, in a public setting to discuss this with you.
Now, let's not get into it again.
All right.
You really don't like when that subject comes up.
It just comes up a lot, and it's the same thing. The minute that it works, I would love to hear audio of it.
Can the go get you high? Someone just tweeted.
All right. I'm sure he could. He'd get you high on excitement with everyone paying attention to you. All right. Billy Jaffe is going to join us in studio, and then we're going to talk to Patrice Bergeron. And it's going to be many, 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 many moments of levity and fun. We'll have that in just a moment.
98.5. Kutcher and Rich.
98.5 Sports Hub. We're Kutcher and Rich. Billy Jaffe in studio coming up at 9 o'clock. Bergeron at 9:20.
That's right, and this might be something that we have to ask him about, because I mentioned this earlier, but we are now at 22 hours. We are 3 minutes away from 22 hours that ESPN Boston's Twitter account has had up an article that was tweeted at 11 a.m. yesterday titled, Banged Up Bruins Lose Bergeron for 4 Weeks. And when you click on it, it's an article from when Patrice Bergeron ended up being injured and was out. I mean, it's an old article that they tweeted out yesterday at 11 o'clock, and it's still sitting there. So if you ever wondered what ESPN thinks of hockey, just know that they have their ducks in a row and their priorities in order, and they just are letting this article sit out there and hang. As a matter of fact, since then, ESPN Boston has only tweeted out 5 other articles since then. And one of them completely wrong and has the date off. And to the point where there's a ton of people underneath it saying, what are you doing?
It's one guy whose job it is just to kind of pop in every now and again.
Okay. Well,
so they don't have
in 22 hours, they have not popped in.
No, one guy, he's 20. Some college kid said, do this. And they're paying a minimum wage. That's what it is. That's what it has to be.
Today, I'm expecting Josh Gordon, no longer in the Patriots, that's going to be coming out.
Yeah, the Cam Neely injured.
That's right.
Contemplating retirement. That could be something that they do. Well, listen, we have tickets to the big Patriots-Chargers game coming up on Sunday at 1 o'clock, and I have to coach a youth basketball team at 4, so that's an outstanding timing issue, because I believe it's a 1:05 start.
Correct.
And there's no way that thing gets done by 4.
Probably not.
No.
It doesn't, unless it's a grind them out clock management game.
Which it probably won't be.
So I got that going for me. And by the way, the news is that McCagnan is probably going to be, not McCagnan,
McCarthy, Mike McCarthy.
McCarthy is going to be the new Jets coach.
It's the only one he wants, according to reports.
And Boomer Esiason is saying that the only reason Manish Mehta is reporting that he doesn't want him is because he's afraid that McCarthy will take away his access. So, Boomer Esiason, but again, he's had 2 Hall of Fame quarterbacks, and he's won 1 Super Bowl, and he's had too many losing seasons. And you lost that team, and you're going to walk in and take over this team.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.